Kiss with Kevin and Sonia.
All it takes is one really gross coworker, and they can just really make going to work not a pleasant experience.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a gross coworker at work, it's probably you.
I want to look in the mirror. I don't think every office has a gross coworker. At least not.
They do.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
People are nasty.
Okay. To what extent, though? I mean, we're opening up the Kiss Confessional. We've heard everything from smelly coworkers to those who don't wash their hands, those who clip their toenails at their desk and save them in a jar. I mean, like, come on. There's different levels of grossness that you can tolerate, that you can deal with. Some of them are ones that really do make it difficult to work alongside that person. Others are like, okay, well, that's gross, but I can still do my work. I can still go to work and it'll be fine.
If you need nose plugs while you're at work, then yeah, that's a gross coworker. Text message coming in. My gross coworker does not shower. We work a construction job where you get quite dirty and he only takes baths, but bathing in dirty water, dirty, filthy construction water, he smells like a wet dishcloth.
Oh,
you know, the kind that was like left in the corner for weeks on end.
Ooh, it's like crusty.
Probably started growing some stuff on it.
Oh my gosh.
Not good.
We're taking your confessions in the Kiss Confessional about your gross coworker.
My ex coworker used to always go number two in the changing room every day at the exact same time. It also happened to be at the same time when we used to change into our uniforms, so everybody was in there. On top of that, he never would wash his hands. And this Kiss listener said that I finally got fed up, followed him back to his desk, called him out, and made him sanitize the doors, wash his hands, everything you touched.
Okay, some people have a particular schedule with their bodily functions. And I don't think you can necessarily fault that unless it was perhaps intentional where this guy was just like, I'm going to get everybody at the same time. 7 o'clock, it's time to go. But certainly, you know, washing your hands is key.
Oh, totally. Another text message. One place, every time this girl went to the restroom, she would turn the water tap on for like half a second to make it sound like she was washing her hands. But we're all sure, half a second, not long enough to wash your hands.
So
we all know that person.
I'm just going to turn it on to give the impression. Like, why don't you just wash your hands at that point?
You know, and you know that person that just washes the tips?
Oh.
You know?
Come on.
You got to lather.
You got to rinse, lather.
Rub it up.
We don't need to repeat, but you know. here's another confession.
Yeah.
My gross coworker thinks it's okay to fart all the time in the office and thinks by speaking loudly when farting, nobody will notice.
You just cough instead?
No.
Right?
You just talk loudly like, good morning, Karen.
Well, then maybe that's just what happens when they talk really loud. Yeah, maybe that's just a side effect because they're pushing so much pressure out of their mouth, it also comes out the other end. Right? Like when they're like, hey!
That was mistimed.
Yeah.
Kevin and Sonia. On Kiss Radio.